On 88.1 It's Maryland Morning, I'm Tom Hall. The most highly anticipated event of Baltimore's theater season takes flight tonight. Marley, a new musical by Kwame Kwe Arma, opens tonight at Center Stage. Marley tells the story of a particularly difficult time in the life of reggae icon Bob Marley in the mid-1970s, just before and just after he fled to London from his native Jamaica following an assassination attempt. Kwame Kwe Arma is, of course, the artistic director of Center Stage. There are more than 24 Bob Marley songs in this new show. Kwame Kwe Arma wrote the book, and he has directed this world premiere production. He's in the middle of a very busy week. We appreciate your taking the time to hang with us this morning.
Oh, thank you, Tom. It's always a pleasure to be with you. You know that.
It's great to see you. So about 8 or 9 years ago, people approached you about an idea of doing, you know, a thing about Marley. You waited until now. I mean, there have been movies about Mr. Marley, lots of books. Why do you think this subject is good as a theatrical piece?
Well, it's been very interesting, Tom, you know, writing and working on this piece during what's been happening in our city over the last few weeks.
Sure.
And, you know, and the pain that we've been through is a pain that many cities and many countries across the world has been through. And I think, and it's always very hard having written it and, of course, directing it, saying, well, the reason why it's great or the reason why it's pertinent, but actually, I think it's about the everlasting appeal of Bob's words and then the magic of his words juxtaposed against his music, or rather sitting in sync, in great sync, with his music. And I think what we've tried to do is we've tried to maybe create the environment that may possibly have been the muse for Bob. He was writing of the people for the people. And then he was kind of sometimes writing about his own angst and his own pain in songs like Running Away. And so in a kind of way, it became actually quite hard to theatricalize it when writing, because it could feel really domestic. And so, but it really...
Domestic, what do you mean? That's interesting.
Well, it could feel like, you know, Bob was a relatively quiet man, mm-hmm. who kind of led from, not from behind, but led from a quiet place. And so really, when I was doing a lot of the research, people were going, well, you know, Bob didn't really talk a lot. He didn't say very much, which doesn't, you know, they'll say, you know, he listens a lot, which really doesn't help very much when you're trying to create a piece of theater, which often is, you know, generated by conflict.
And by this time where the play is set, he was an internationally known activist. I mean, certainly the most famous person in Jamaica, but becoming world famous.
Absolutely.
But his activism was not the kind of, you know, oh, come on, everybody, let's follow me.
Absolutely. His activism was in philanthropy. Mm-hmm. You know, at one point they say he was probably responsible for about 4,000 people there, you know, in terms of they would simply arrive at his house and he would give them money. And that's not even talking about, you know, the industry. And his activism also was in the lyrics. He spoke words that we whispered in our back room as people of color across the world. And so when you would hear this, the bravery of it, the bravery of speaking truth to power, the enormity, the strength that it took, was recognized by communities worldwide. I've not been in any country in the world where I've not heard a Bob Marley song being played, not through some kind of elevator lift music, but actually in cars, amongst the poor people driving by. You know, so in a kind of way, to get back to your original question, the theatricality is in his words, is in trying to create the environment that made those words speak truth to power then and still speak truth to power now.
And you chose the bookends of this play are two concerts. One,
yes.
Smile Jamaica,
yes.
Given at a time when Jamaican politics was a particularly vitriolic state, very difficult time of tension in Jamaican politics. Then he leaves Jamaica, goes to London in what you call a self-imposed exile for 2 years, and then comes back to Jamaica for a One Love concert. Why did you choose that particular period in his life?
Well, when I was approached, and as you said, at first, I was asked by the rights holders to do a play with Bob Marley's music, but not with Bob Marley. We didn't have the life rights, as it were. So when I was approached a year and a half ago, when the life rights were available, you know, I felt a biomusical of From the Grave to from birth to the grave, that I find them quite difficult. Because there are so many great things that happen in people's lives that one feels that you could just rush through it. So I wanted to look and find an era or an incident or a period that typified, that made manifest the greatness of the man. And I felt the Smile Jamaica concert was an initiative that came from him. Jamaica, as you said, was under a state of emergency. It was under curfew. There was political violence happening in the streets. And Bob went to the Prime Minister and said, look, we've not had a concert outside for 2 years. I want to do a big concert for the people. And so that really exposed him, because it made it look like he was siding with the Prime Minister when the Prime Minister suddenly called a snap election 2 weeks later. And so then I bookended it.
So he's got some really difficult stuff to negotiate politically.
Absolutely.
He's walking very fine lines.
Absolutely. Yeah. Really, really fine lines. And then really, in his self-imposed exile in London, he writes some of the best work he's ever written, Exodus and Kaya. And then they come back and say, will you come back? And he has to, having gone through the existential angst of I could be shot for this.
Because
he was shot already. I could be killed again.
Yeah.
He still put the people above himself and went back and performed to try and create unity in a country that was close to civil war at that point.
Kwame Kwe Arma, he is the writer and director of the world premiere production of Marley, which opens tonight at Center Stage on 88.1. I'm Tom Hall. It's Marilyn Morning. The young man that you have playing the role of Marley, a guy named Mitchell Brunings from the Netherlands. Let's listen to a clip of him singing on Dutch television.
We forward in this generation, triumphantly. Won't you help to sing this song of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, redemption songs.
This is a YouTube video that's gone viral. He came in second in the Dutch equivalent of The Voice. It's been viewed like 35 million times. You were one of those 35 million viewers. This is a guy who's never acted. He's a terrific singer, obviously, and he has a great resonance with the music of Bob Marley. But what a project that is to take a guy, you know, from the concert life, a musical performer, and turn him into an actor.
Well, I mean, we auditioned across the world. We had a casting director in New York, brilliant casting director, Pat McCorkle, and then in London and Miami, Jamaica, and we kind of looked all over the place. And then I tell you, Tom, in truth, Mitchell he probably had 6 auditions, and we set him up so that he could have acting coaches for each audition. And he came into the 5th audition, actually, and kind of lost the gig. Didn't really do very well. And so, it never was a slam dunk that it was going to be him. He was going to have to earn it. And my God, he has. I mean, we've given him an acting coach here throughout this period, Sam Godfrey. And he's worked harder than anyone I've ever seen in my life. I mean, he's in rehearsal 8 to 9 hours a day with me. And then he's working in the mornings and then in the evenings again with Sam in order to simply learn the discipline of theatre. And I've never seen someone process as quickly as him. I mean, just simply learning what is upstage and downstage,
sure.
Stage left and stage right.
New terms to a guy who's, a rock star.
Absolutely. You know, it takes years for people to learn those things.
Sure.
But also just the technique of facing out and not turning up. I mean, and literally you tell him and he does it.
Yeah.
But here's the interesting thing for me. At one point, because he sang Bob the best of all of the people that we saw, and there were people who acted him better at auditions, I had to have a come to Jesus moment with myself and say, who are the audience really coming to see? Are they coming to see and hear the book of Kwame Kwe Amar? Or are they coming to see and hear the music of Bob Marley? And so ultimately, even if he couldn't hit it in acting terms, and that means that the book suffers profoundly, and which would probably mean that I would have to take a hit. But actually, the audience are here for Bob. And so I went, let's go that way.
Yeah.
But actually, I think we'll find that his progress has been fairly miraculous.
Well, I snuck into the dress rehearsal.
A very dodgy dress rehearsal, yeah, well, I have
but,
to say.
You know, but I have, as a veteran of many dress rehearsals myself in my other life, you know, I know how that can be. And, you know, I think he's incredibly compelling in the whole show. And it's a huge show. I mean, there's lots and lots of people on stage for you know, and this huge, beautiful set. I mean, this is a complicated undertaking, and you had to undertake it during one of the most complicated and difficult times in our city's history. I mean, the political parallels are frightening.
Yes.
You know, the rioting, the political turmoil, the that sort of thing. But then also putting on a play like this, putting on a musical like this, when you had curfews, you know, to deal with, and all of a sudden you had to send the crew home, you know, hours before they normally would be sent home. It's really been quite a struggle on two different levels.
Yeah, it has a little bit. I mean, you know, we lost the equivalent of 2 or 3 days of critical rehearsal. At a time that is, as you said, is really hard. It was very hard. But, you know, what was really brilliant about this cast is that everybody understood that this just isn't about Baltimore, what was happening. This is about America today. And Baltimore is just one manifestation of it.
Yeah, I couldn't help but think, you know, the struggle that literally you and the production crew and the cast have gone through this week is so closely spiritually aligned with the struggle that we're talking about in the subject of the play.
It really was. You know, but one of the proudest moments that I think, even if I were to not do anything else, the proudest moment I had was when the cast went to Penn and North and outside of the burnt out CVS and sang
and performed
songs
a week ago Saturday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you know, and for me, that's really what theater's about. That's really what Center Stage is about. It's really what Bob was about. It was about taking these messages and songs of freedom to a place where one can kind of just invest healing. So it was hard. There's no two ways. I'm exhausted. Everybody's exhausted. But thus far, the preview audiences have been strength to me, mm-hmm. and the cast, the way that they are responding to it.
But just as this play is about a particular and important moment in Jamaica, this is a particular and important moment here in Baltimore.
It really is.
And people are really picking up on this, the congruency of that.
I think so. I mean, from the moment that everything started happening with the civil disturbances and, you know, we in the rehearsal room went, what are we doing? You know, we're putting on a play amid a city in deep pain, and how can we be of service? And in an odd way, it's kind of what Bob was about. How can he be of service during the time that a country is tearing itself apart? The parallels are frightening. The irony of it, you know, does not go unnoticed. But, you know, whatever one believes in, I happen to be a person of faith, that ultimately we have to believe that that we can get through it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kwame Kwayama, break a leg, as we say in show business. You open tonight and look forward to it. And, you know, this is a really important piece, and I hope it goes well for you.
Bless you, Tom.
Marley, the new musical by Kwame Kwayama, opens tonight at Baltimore's Center Stage. It's there until June 14th. We've got information on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Lots more coming up here on Maryland Morning, including a conversation with the biographer of the acclaimed painter, Grace Hartigan. So stay with us. Together and
sinners.